it all night. We could go all night. Do we heal, do we bleed? I'ma follow your lead, but we could go all night. Welcome to Necessary as Fuck Podcast. I am Cree. And this episode 2 is about single as fuck. Child, can I talk about this?
Yeah, you start off.
Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, single as fuck. So in the past, I would say single as fuck is a bad thing. I would look at it as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like, because I was always in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But now I look at it as peace. Like, I can do what the fuck I want. Nobody's calling me. I'm not checking in. Like, I can go to Kiana's house and be like, hey, we going to Mexico. Let's go. And I don't have to check in. So, to me, I'm not looking at it as a bad thing now. I'm looking at it as a more like, oh, you know, I'm actually doing what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So, it's a point of peace.
See, with me, like, single is weird for me. Because I don't do single. I do relationships.
Well, I do too, but
now, I like to be in a relationship.
But now, I like to do me.
I mean, yeah. Like, that's good. Like, I don't have to worry about, you know, running something by somebody else. Mm-hmm. Or running, you know, like, if I want to do something with the kids, I'll go do it. Like, I don't have to be like, oh, yeah.
You could do you.
I can do me. And I'm more focused. Being single.
So let's talk about that. Yeah. Because I feel like when you're single, I'm just saying, don't nobody shoot the messenger now. I'm just saying, when I feel like when you're single, you get more accomplished. Like, you on your shit. Like, we started stepping out the water. Like, man, it's so many things that come in my brain. Like, just on my mind, like, oh, let's do this. I'm like, okay, I want to travel, you know, every 2 to 3 months. You know, I don't have to call somebody or be like, hey, you know, can I go out of town with my girls? And you know, I was told one time I can't go to Miami.
You know what?
Can't go to Miami with my girls. I'm like, what did you think I was going to do in Miami? Yo. I never had sex out of town. I never had random sex
with people.
I know. Some people do. Some people get that down. But I never did that before. I never had a one-night stand.
You got to be really high.
I've been really
and drunk.
Yeah.
To do it with like some random person. You know?
Yeah.
See, that's why I do relationships. Because I know where you've never been.
Right. Well, you think because
chat. And therefore, I don't have to like guess about where things have been.
Yeah. But I also think that like, but now that you're in the single space,
I don't know. I feel like when I'm in a relationship, I'm super, super, super into the person that I'm with. So therefore, like, I put everything that I want to do to the wayside. Mm-hmm. But that's not the other person's fault. That's my fault.
Yeah.
I feel like women do that anyway.
Yeah. I think we do that to show them, to prove like, oh, I'm this. I'm everything you want me to be.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I'm just super like, I'm in like a hopeless romantic.
I am too.
So I just be like, oh, yeah, I love him so much. I'm just going to lay up and be with him all day.
Mm-hmm. I do that too.
Nigga go to work and I just be like, oh. Yeah. I have nothing to do.
I think I do that too. Yeah. I've done that. Like, I've just been all about him. Like, I push my friends to the side. I focus on my relationship. And I feel like now it's time to live your best life. Like, do whatever you want to do right now. Mm-hmm. And because it's like, as soon as you get in that relationship, that's it.
But do you think that's like a maturity thing? Like, maybe you have to get to that point of maturity where you can do both.
Yes. I think it should be balanced.
Yeah.
I think it should be balanced. I don't think you should have a significant other, and this goes for male and female. I don't think you should have a significant other that controls what you do with your friend.
But you should be mature enough to know how to handle being in a relationship and doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I feel like we women don't know how to
separate.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree. Because we don't want to let nobody down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want to let you down, my friend down, and I don't want to let my man down. So what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. But your man.
Are you trying to be too down for cause?
Yeah.
Down for cause of the relationship, not down for yourself.
I don't think I'm doing that no more.
I can't
be too down for the cause.
Because I can't go into 2022 talking about something I wish I should have, I didn't do. Can't do that.
Nah, I'm not being down for the cause no more. I'm done.
Yeah.
I did that.
We can have a mutual calls. We right. won't be down for the calls. We
I can be somewhat page. Submissive. Somewhat.
I don't like that word.
Okay. So what word would you like to use?
Submit. I don't know if I like submissive. Why I gotta be submissive? Why can't we just say like respectful?
Okay.
Because that's what it is.
Okay. Respectful.
Like when you're being respectful to the person that you're with.
Okay. That's a good word.
Yeah, like, why
instead of saying submissive,
yeah, like,
respectful.
Because I feel like it's like this. When you say submissive, it's just like, okay, so I'm down here, he up here.
Yeah.
Just, okay. And he tell me to do this. And
so.
Like, so I don't like,
tell me this. I think now that I became single, I'm just handy woman. I'm on my own. I'm bringing this up forever. I'm a snow blowing my own snow. I didn't bought a wet vac. I'm doing it. So, but that's not what I want to do. I mean, like, I'm okay with doing it because if I have to get out there and snow blow, I want to have the option though. I want to have the option that if it's a guy who's pursuing me, hey, beautiful, you know, or whatever. You know, here's $30. I called some people over to come, you know, snowblow your lawn.
Where they at?
You said where they at?
Yeah, where they at?
I don't know if they exist.
Because they on This Is Us. I'm telling you where they ain't. They ain't in real life. I don't believe
it. It's either you get either or. You're going to either get.
Hollywood be setting us up.
Yeah, I think
because I don't know no Randalls.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what's the man's name that's dead now. This Is Us. Mm. I don't know him. I don't know anybody like him.
He was amazing.
They always falling in some type of way.
But okay, so let's counteract on that. So it can be the women's fault as well.
It can
because be. I think a lot of women accept not even the bare minimum. They don't even accept the bare minimum. Like the bare minimum to me is buy me flowers, maybe putting gas in my car.
Is it the bare minimum? Because maybe dude ain't that type of guy. He ain't romantic.
I've had a few not romantics. But then I had a romantic, like I was like, oh my god, this is my husband. I would say that. I didn't say that about three different men. This is my husband. Oh.
Do you think you know your husband? No.
Well, I might. Because I got an ex who, man, when we was in our 20s, he was doing it. He had his own house already. He had a great career. Financially, he's there. Mm-hmm. You know, he even gave me some money for my vending machine.
I was talking about,
I don't bring up no names, child. We don't need nobody in my business. But I did ask him, I said, do you want to support my vending machine? Do you want to buy me a vending machine? And he gave me the money. Yeah, I didn't have to do nothing for it. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Like, I just asked. And I think sometimes, like, and then I toggle back and I ask one of my guy friends who like me and who's trying to pursue me. And he's like, well, can I have an investment on your vending machine? So I don't agree with that. I mean, and some people could say that I'm wrong, but I feel like if I'm asking, it may be for a reason. I mean, you could say yes or no. Mm-hmm. But why do you need a return investment?
I agree.
Like this, I'm a single mother. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my own. Mm-hmm. I'm on my own. Why do you need to take, you know, why can't you just help me? What's wrong with supporting me?
Exactly.
My ex, he hasn't asked for anything. He just asked me how the vending machine is going, this, that, and the other, and that was it.
Yeah.
So I don't agree with that. So.
You might know your husband.
I might know my husband. I kind of feel like I do.
Yes.
But I don't know. But he's not hopeless romantic, though. So am I willing to settle?
But, I mean, it's all about what's on your quote-unquote list. What's going to work.
We gonna see y'all. God might pop somebody new in. Oh, I'm scared to meet somebody new.
I am too. I was on Bumble for like 10 seconds.
I'm so scared.
I was on it for like 10 seconds, y'all. Like 10 seconds, because it's weird. Like, I don't date. I think dating is stupid. I don't do it. That I'm a serial monogamist. Mm-hmm. I will say this to the day I die. I go from relationship to relationship. Call it what you want. Not healthy, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do the dating because I feel like it's stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, if you take me out to dinner, I don't like you. What am I supposed to do then?
What?
Am I supposed to sit there and pretend like I like
you? I like to date. But now I think I'm not a dater. I don't think I want to be bothered.
I gotta sit here.
So what do you want to do? You want to be in a relationship? You mean,
hey, together.
We go together tomorrow. No, ma'am. I'm
not. I don't know. I'm just so used to being with the person.
I think because you've been with somebody for so long, you're just used to just knowing and being with somebody. Dating to me is weird.
Yeah, but it wasn't always like that. I didn't just come out the womb knowing him.
Right, but dating is weird to me because it's like you have to get to know them. I gotta tell you what I do for a living. I'm tired.
And I gotta get to know all your nuances and all stuff to get on my nerves and figure out if I'm gonna deal with that. And then you gotta figure that out.
And I gotta find a babysitter.
Then we gotta have our first argument and I gotta see how you deal with that. Like, I don't know. Then I gotta bring around my kids. Like, no.
No. And I gotta find a babysitter.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Shout out to my babysitter.
Oh, you got a good babysitter.
She lit.
I think this summer I'm gonna need a nanny.
We all gonna need a nanny.
Cause I'm being on somebody's boat.
We gonna need a nanny because of the panty.
Hey!
Because of the panty. They had us in the house since last March. Child. I don't like, let me stop saying that. It's not that I don't like people. I'm an introvert. So I don't just go out of my way to make connections with people because it drains me. However, I will go to the grocery store and I'll be picking out some apples. And I'll be like, girl, you see this apples over here? And I just be making conversation because you've been stuck in the house with your kids for months and months and months. Now you want to make connections with like actual humans that don't want things from you and want you to sit.
So what you gonna do? Because I'm gonna be outside.
I'm gonna be on trips.
So if you see me outside this summer, do not just mind your business. Just mind your business.
You got a business deal for me.
If it ain't about money, then we ain't talking about nothing.
Leave me alone. Okay.
Don't ask me no questions.
Don't ask me no questions if you see somebody in my photos.
Don't ask me
that we didn't talk about.
Don't ask me that.
Don't ask who that is. You know who that is. And don't ask me.
Don't ask me. I'm not even gonna post nobody.
Don't ask me. Don't send me no pictures of nobody with nobody.
I'm not even gonna post them. You might see an arm.
I don't post them.
You gonna post them?
I will.
No, you ain't. She ain't gonna post them.
I will.
I'm not posting them.
Whatever.
You might see an arm or something.
I'll post them.
If I have a birthday party,
you don't ask me to be back together.
Oh, so you plan on getting back together?
No, I'm just saying, don't ask me if you see me post someone, mind your business. Mind your business that pays you because there ain't none over here that's paying you.
I ain't mad at your child. I'm just going to be here.
Just going to live life and see what happens. That's what the panty taught me.
The panty taught you
this. That you gotta do some things different.
Get different results.
To get different results.
Okay.
Maybe you need to take back at old school. Let motherfucker court you for a minute.
You need to let a motherfucker sweat for a minute.
Sweat
and court.
I want courting.
You know what?
What happened to that? Let's talk about it.
Courting is doing out the window.
Because they be like, can I see your house? Can I come over? Can you come over? Can we
come you cook?
You know how to cook. What?
But then what's happening, like I keep telling you, is I don't think these women are requiring someone to court them. We can't even always blame the men. Because I know sometimes I could be like, this man. We can't always blame the men. Yeah. But I am going to say sometimes we as women need to hold our standards a little bit higher and demand the respect and stand on it. I don't want you coming to my house the first time you meet me.
No.
I don't like people coming to my house.
That's gross.
And I want to go out to eat. I like to eat different restaurants. And I might want to go shopping too. You want to go shopping? I want to go shopping.
I like to go shopping. But see,
I've never had a man take me shopping. Ooh, child made the wrong ones. I did recently. Someone was like, oh, let's go shopping. I was like, oh, I got excited.
Did you go shopping?
Not yet. Okay. He told me to let him know when I'm off.
It's today.
I know.
Yeah.
So I got to figure that out.
I don't know if it's so much into the standards as it, you know, these new men. And we just get complacent with, like, new men. And you ain't going to do that anyway, so I ain't even going to ask. You need to ask. See, that's my whole thing. That's why I kind of like being single, because I don't want to have no expectations out of nobody. Because then when you start expecting certain things, you get an attitude for something that somebody didn't even know that you expected out of them.
So with that being said, it's hard. So single as fuck is hard. It can be hard, but it can be so simple. Because I guess it depends on where you are in life, what you are looking for, And can this person meet those standards? Mm-hmm. So to me, if it's a guy who's always out and around a lot of women, I don't want him.
No.
And honestly, I think I'm about to say this, and this is about to take it.
What?
I don't even think I want a man to be on social media.
What you want on social media?
I can get off.
You is not going to get off.
I'm not.
Exactly.
But I don't think I want to be on social media.
Why not?
I feel like it's just too much going on. It's a lot of fake bodies. It's a lot of doing all that. You know what I'm saying? So she going to get her one. I'm not mad at you. I'm not.
I ain't even finna get no fake body. I'm just finna get some
out of transfer. So when y'all see
her, I ain't getting no transfer because I know somebody who's transferred. But baby girl look terrible.
Yeah. You gonna get it fixed real good. Yeah. Because I need to be there.
I need to be. I'm gonna
tell
you. Inflatable dolphin.
Because we gonna be outside this summer, so we need to have the body ready. But what I'm saying is, it's a lot of temptations, I feel like, on social media. Mm-hmm. Now, it's up to you to be that strong person and be like, okay, I'm in a relationship, whatever. But I don't even think I want to be on social media.
But what, think about, like, our grandparents. They went on social media, went on phones.
They still were cheap.
They was cheap.
So it don't even matter.
They was out there.
But grandpa was paying all the motherfucking bills.
But I don't give a damn if you paying bills and you cheap.
So wait, let's go back on that. Cheating, I used to think cheating was the worst thing ever. That's not. I could deal with cheating.
I just feel like the lying portion.
No, I feel like your past, your trauma, the trauma that your parents have created, the bullshit that your parents have created down the line.
If you dealt with that, you wouldn't be cheating. You done dealt with your past and all your issues. Why do you feel the need to cheat?
Right.
Because people cheat because they don't.
They cheat for convenience.
Well, that's episode 5.
Okay. But I do feel like people cheat for convenience. They don't have to have a reason to cheat. They just do it. Like, I was cheating in a lot of relationships that I was in. And then my last serious relationship, I don't think that he cheated on me. I don't really think that. I feel like toward the end, he might have stepped out a little bit. You know, but it was real rocky and tough. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he cheated on me. I think it was just more so mean. Being very, very mean. And I couldn't take that.
I was mean.
That was very mean. And I didn't, and I was so, so, okay, I'm not going to say, okay, in my eyes, I felt like I was so accommodating. Like, I would hold my tongue with all the things, because I have real sharp tongue that I can cut somebody up and call them out their name in a minute, and I never did that to him. So, in my eyes, I felt like I was accommodating. In his eyes, he might feel submissive. I was very submissive. I thought that's what I was doing correctly. And then he got mean. So I felt like I can deal with it. I would have dealt with the cheating. But I don't think I could deal with your trauma that your parents caused you.
But
if you're not willing to deal with it. Like, go to therapy and be better. Because I hate to hear the excuse, I'm such and such age. This is just the way I am. I hate that. Mm-hmm. When do you change?
When you realize that there's a problem.
No. But what if you never realized that?
Well, then, child.
Yeah.
They're going to find somebody.
Yeah. They're going to find the wrong one.
Cause they're going to find somebody just like them.
Because I'm a good one. I feel like I'm the whole package.
I feel like I'm like 97% of the package. Like, I got some things to work on.
I think I'm working on it now. I have somebody that's in my life who challenges me to be better. Mm-hmm. Who makes me look at things differently. Well, I have two people. I have a couple people. I ain't gonna say two. I'm not gonna ever. I have a couple.
Okay.
It could be male or female. It could be male or female. Don't worry about that. It could be male or female. But I have people that's okay. So I think it also depends on the people that you're around. I heard a sermon and it was like, you know, you can't be around people that's on the same level as you.
Yeah.
Because it may be competition. You know, X, Y, and Z. And I've learned, I think, all of my friends who I'm very, very close with, we're on different levels in life. Mm-hmm. And there's no shade to be on top or the bottom. It's just that we all can learn from each other. Mm-hmm. We can learn different things. And I think that's where it's good with us. And it's like, oh, a lot of my friends are going through the single stage. A lot of us have ended relationships and are becoming into the new person.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes we equate singleness as being bad. But honestly, I think it's been good for a lot of us. I think that you as well, me as well, I've learned myself. I learned what I don't like, what I don't want, who I don't want to be with, and I learned what I do want. So, and out of the singleness, I've learned that, oh, I can pay all my own bills, whether I want to or not.
Yeah.
Because when you're in that relationship, you're depending on that person to bring in that money. True. But then when you're on your own, you got to figure it out.
That's very true.
So I think that's where, I think singleness has been a good, in a way, and not to boast and brag on it, but I think it's been really good for a lot of us.
Yeah.
To learn who we were. Right. And I'm not bitter at all, but I'm happy.
I feel like with me, I forget how, now I'm not going to say this to brag, but my friend will tell me this. She'd be like, you know, you think outside the box. Like,
you do. You are very creative.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But, like, I couldn't do that when I was in a relationship because there was so much shit going on all the time. I couldn't think about all the
Your
shit
mind
that
was quiet.
Right. So, like, I got more space in my mind to think of all the little things that I want to do, all the big things that I want to do. So I throw myself into all these things to, you know, move myself forward, and I buy books and I can read the books because my mind is more focused. And so that part of it is great. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and lie and say I don't miss the companionship. Cause
I do. You get lonely.
I just want to watch a movie with somebody.
We used to watch movies.
Oh, girl, we watched movies, Shaft. We watched movies all night.
Do we used to watch movies? I didn't forget.
We watched movies all night.
I didn't forget
about
my relationship.
Talk about them. So things like that. And he was, like, my friend. So, like, you know, that part, it's like losing a friend. Like, you lose a friend.
Yeah. He cut me off, too.
We're going to bring him on one day.
We need to.
We can bring him on.
Because he's really funny.
He's funny. Yeah.
And he could be a good person when I think you guys are at a good place. Mm-hmm. And he could be a good friend as well. So, I think we should bring him on. I think we should hear... We have to figure that out.
That might be season two.
Oh, because that might be some growing pain.
Season two. I don't know. We'll see.
You both have to get to a different place in life, I think, before we cross that bridge. But I want, what I do want right now, and as we continue to grow, I want all my friends to win. Like, I want to be bragging. Like, I do brag on my friends. Like, oh, Kiana knows how to do this. She's very creative in this. I don't know nothing about no social media. I'm like, what?
Huh? I'm like, Christian, get on Clubhouse. Let's talk about marketing and practice. She goes, bitch, I'm gonna go to bed. Okay, whatever.
ATL.
Yeah.
So that's not me. So I want to brag on my friends, and I want us all to succeed. And the one thing about me as a friend is I don't care if they're in a relationship, if they're single. I just want them to be happy because I'm very. And what I'm learning too, I'm learning how to shut up with a lot of things because. I want my friends, I want more for them than what they want for themselves. Mm-hmm. So me being single and me learning all of this, I had to learn to shut up and to let you all walk through whatever you're going to walk through without always giving my opinion. Because my opinion don't always matter. But what I am going to continue to start asking people, do you want my opinion or you do want me to listen?
Yeah. See, my friend Jada, she'll be on. She did ask me one day, I was like, I have a choice.
Yeah,
because I wasn't used to that. So she was like, "You want my opinion, or do you want me to just listen to you?" And I was like, "Do I have a choice?" Because I'm not used to that. I'm used to saying whatever.
Yeah,
and then somebody will come back with, "Well, you should do blah 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 blah," and I'm like, "Okay, bitch, I'm
gonna have
to." So like, that's something that I'm learning to.
Yeah, because I'd be like, "Nah,
just want to listen. She just want me to listen."
Yeah, chill. And a lot of times we do just need to just let me vent. Mm-hmm. And let me get it out, and I'll be okay.
And also check on my strong friends. I got this one friend. I'm always calling them on bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I be like, "Yo, you just need to call her and see how she doing."
Yeah,
and
just check on
bullshit.
And that's what we have to learn. We have to learn to take what we're going through, put that to a side, and check on the strong ones. Because I feel like I'm a strong friend, but I get my weak moments too. And then I'd be like, well, who can I? I mean, I can call you and tell you what I'm going through. You're going to listen. But the same point is I want to be able to have that peace of mind and to have somebody check on me for us. You know what I mean? So we all have to learn.
But Cree is somebody who needs a space. So if I'm here for love for a fucking day, I just be like, okay.
Just let me have my moment.
And it's
no shade.
And I don't think she mad at me or nothing.
No.
But I just be like, no, she might be got something going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I can kind of tell from her tone when I call her on the phone.
Yeah. If I'm irritated or whatever.
Remember that girl, okay.
Okay.
And then later on, she comes back and
And I'd be okay. I'm two people. So what people, I think what my friends learned from me is that I be having a lot of things going on because, like I said, I'm trying to start a new business. So I'm trying to figure that out. Then I'm trying to help you all my friends. Would they be spiritual? I'm trying to be spiritual and holy. And I'm trying to give them the word. And I'm pouring and pouring and pouring, but I'm also, I have to learn how to take moments for myself and be happy, you know? So I think that's what I have learned from life, just learning my boundaries. But I need all my friends to actually understand that not only learn around you, but don't be mad at me because I haven't talked to you.
Yeah.
You know?
And I have friends like that. That we will not talk. We don't talk nearly as much as me and you talk.
Yeah.
But I have friends. And we'll pick up like we never not talk. And that's cool. That's fine. Like, that doesn't mean that, you know.
I'm not mad.
Like, you got your friend for different things. And he was on Shines. And she was saying you got your friends you go kicking with. You got your friend that you talk deep stuff to. And then you got your friend that you know you're very surface with. However, that doesn't mean that all these three different people are not your friends. Like, no, they're just there for different things.
And even, like, with me, I have, like, a lot of people don't know this. You know this, but a lot of people don't know this. Like, I have started doing, I do a prayer. Mm-hmm. I do a prayer call on Mondays. And that has opened up a lot for me to recognize what I'm missing and what I need to do. Mm-hmm. So you do have different people for different things. I have a prayer partner. Like I said, we talk every Monday. You know, I try to pour into her. She pours into me. And we balance out. And it's genuine. Mm-hmm. So you need those people for different things. You need those people to push you for different things and to be a better person. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I think, like I said, with the whole, let's, you know, wrapping up our singleness, I think our singleness has taught us a lot.
Yeah.
It has moved us into a direction of that we never, of the unknown. And survival mode.
Yeah.
How to, one, be a mom, a badass mom. Yeah. Sometimes you want to say fuck these kids. But how to be a badass mom, and to how to hold down your household.
I'm going
to
get some cooking.
Sure, I'm not coming to the party this month.
Yeah. Be there or be square.
I got to go to my nephew party. So we got to get our lives together because I'm about to go to bed.
Girl, she is not lying. She's going to go to bed. She is going to go to bed. She goes to bed earlier than my grandma.
I need to call Grandma.
I be up all night. I'm a night owl. I just figured that out about myself, too.
Yeah,
because I kind of molded my being up and going to sleep with his because he had a different schedule. But like, I just be up. Like, I just be like, okay, I'm gonna go to sleep and I wake up at 2 o'clock and I'm late. I'm doing work, whatever else. But I don't know.
Well, y'all look forward. We're gonna wrap this up and y'all look forward to episode 3, chat.
Episode 3. Follow us on Necessary AF Pod. If you don't know how to spell necessary, I don't know what to tell you. Shit, let's go.
What's this follow us, chat?
Necessary.
We could do it all night. We could go all night. Do we heal? Do we bleed? I'ma follow your lead, but we could go all night.